Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The third baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Terry Forster. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The DH, Cookie Rojas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Doug Bird. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to third. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horta moves to third. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Forster. Cowens moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Brett steals second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horta fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kelly is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. Rojas moves to second. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rojas moves to third. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Patek steals second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rojas scores. Patek scores. It's White Sox, 2, Royals, 2. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to second. Clay Carroll now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to third. Cowens moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens who is chasing the ball. Garr reaches third base with a triple. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Horta reaches second base with a double. Garr scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Horta moves to third. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horta tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Downing reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Mingori now pitching. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cowens is hit by the pitch. Martinez moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martinez moves to third. Cowens moves to second. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Orta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rojas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Martinez hits a line drive into center field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Dent reaches second base with a double. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Broemer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mingori fields it and throws to first for the out. Dent moves to third. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mingori fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orta for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. May reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon pinch runs for Carlos May. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Marty Patton now pitching. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton has Lemon trapped. There's the throw to Martinez and over to Brett, who tags Lemon for the out. Spencer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 3 in the game. Bradford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Chet Lemon now playing center field. Ralph Garr now playing left field. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Saleta pinch hits for Frank White. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rojas moves to second. Alfitz Morris pinch runs for Tony Saleta. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rojas scores. Fitzmaurice moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Dave Nelson pinch hits for Tom Paquette. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nelson now playing second base. Bob Stinson now catching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brohmer strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dent moves to second. Tom Hall now pitching. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Garr strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Orta hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Stein now playing third base. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cowens hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 4 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mayberry strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.